This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has won Tuesday's State of New Hampshire primary. He has swept the opening contest for the Republican Party presidential nomination. The magnitude of Trump's victory is still coming into focus, but it's clear his bid to hold on to the Republican Party hasn't wavered despite the multiple criminal cases he is facing. The results are disappointing for former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, the last major challenger in the race. The Israeli army says 21 soldiers have been killed in the Gaza Strip in the deadliest attack on its troops since the war began 3 months ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli reservists were preparing explosives to demolish two buildings in central Gaza when a militant fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a tank nearby. The blast triggered the explosives, causing two-story buildings to collapse on the soldiers inside. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead until Israel crushes the ruling Hamas militant group and wins the freedom of over 100 hostages held captive in Gaza. The Israeli military says its forces have encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday said the, quote, clear and repeated rejection of the two-state solution at the highest levels of the Israeli government is unacceptable, as he appealed for more aid access throughout the Gaza Strip.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
He said the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian enclave was, quote-unquote,